Good day, everyone. This is Mike Zuzulo with the highlights in the late session grain trade for this Wednesday. It would appear that the futures trade since near lunchtime in Chicago has shaken off the bearish corn and wheat demand fundamentals pressuring the market since the start of the week and has now shifted its focus here at midday. As a result, we've seen wheat turn higher from reported short covering by funds. A few things are likely at work in this price action. First and foremost, the market has been content to spread beans against the feed grain so far this week, with the logic that U.S. carryover numbers on Friday's USDA report is going to show lower bean supplies but higher corn and wheat ending stocks. The trade has also been trying to push increased rain potential into the southern plains based upon the models, but now weather models are starting to dry out for key growing regions of Kansas, Oklahoma, and Nebraska. The long bean short feed grain bias also took a hit in the last 24 hours with major private firms both in South America and here in the States reporting bigger Brazilian bean production expectations versus prior forecasts. I think this resurrects the idea that Brazil's bean crop isn't maybe being damaged as much as it's being delayed by those northern province rains. Finally, and probably the most significant feature to the wheat regaining a bid today has been good global demand being announced almost every day this week, but so far being ignored by the futures trade. Whether it's Russia suspending its import duty, Japan suggesting feed wheat is getting too expensive, or Syria tendering right after an Egyptian purchase of U.S. wheat, I think the market is refocusing now its attention on the global supply-demand situation heading into Friday's report, maybe less on the U.S. stocks. Adding additional traction to the wheat is that the weekly corn ethanol production and inventory data both improved. I also noted a 5-cent bump in Gulf corn basis at midday, so corn's not pulling on wheat either. For more information, go to globalanalytics.biz. Please remember there is substantial risk of loss in trading futures and options. The impact of cycles or current events on prices may be already reflected in futures.